Blog Talk Radio.
I can't play any tunes.
Oh, isn't that so
this
sad?
Totally sucks. They have Flo Rida's Whistle on here, but goddamn, I don't like that song.
Oh, I hate that song.
But I'd rather listen to this than Selfie. But first, let me drink a soda. If there's anybody out there that listens to the Selfie song, maybe you guys, whenever you guys listen to it, have you guys ever had that one female friend that's always so materialistic and always talking about herself and talking about other people and calling other people ratchet? And she's so preppy and so perky and she's such a huge wannabe. The girl that talks on Selfie sounds like one of those little bitches.
That's true.
And she has to. And she has to take a selfie of herself every 5 minutes because she is so into herself. Okay,
well.
5 minutes. Let me take another selfie. Oh, I'm getting a drink. But first, let me take another selfie. Click. Okay. I'm going to New York. But first, I'm about to get on the plane. But first, let me take another selfie. What the fuck is that? Do any of you have any lives whatsoever? Do you honestly think I give two shits about what you are doing at the moment? I do not ask for a selfie on your Facebook or Twitter every 5 minutes. Get a fucking life or a job, people. And that goes for all of you, too, wrestling fans. With that being said, we have a very action-packed show for you tonight because I am on it. I am the one who is leading the ship. I'm the front end. Rainey is the rear end. And she's also got a rear end, too.
Yep.
Now, with that being said, normally I would go to a commercial break right now, but since we have no music to go to a commercial break to, I will take this time to tell everybody that I do, and no matter of fact, we do have a brand new t-shirt coming out, emulating the Smarts List, and it is says on it, don't piss me off.
No, do not piss yourself off.
I don't piss myself off. Now, there's a t-shirt coming out, and it has the Smartless logo on it with the words, don't piss me off. If you would like to purchase the shirt, you can go to the WSSO website, and you can hit up Artrell Jones on his Facebook or hit me up over Twitter, @xchrisf, once again, that's @xchrisf. X, Chris Fleming. I have a black and white picture with my eyes roll in the back of my head. That's how you know it's me, you dumbasses. Do I got to dumb it down for you guys? No, I don't, because if you don't understand, it's been too fucking bad. Anyway, and by the way, yes, I will be cussing on this show tonight because that's what I do every week. And if you don't like it, don't listen. It's as simple as that. If you don't like the truth, and or a difference or opinion or facts or rational thoughts that actually back up an argument that I am trying to make, then you might want to turn off this show right now. Think I'm kidding? Ask the girl that's on the side of this phone right now.
He's not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. If I was kidding, I would just be, oh, I'm happy. I'm not playing a game right now. I'm not playing. I'm playing around. I'm doing nothing. The thing about me is I don't play games and I don't take bullshit, especially not from wrestling fans, even though I am one. But the difference is I think in a much different way than most of you out there. That goes all the way back to I want to give a special shout-out to the Buffalo crowd from this past Tuesday Night SmackDown taping. Great job. You guys did a great job. And to the assholes who were chanting CM Punk behind my friend Angelica, shut the fuck up. CM Punk does not give two shits about you. You know why? Because I'll tell you why. Because you cheer people and boo people all the time. He is not entitled to care about what any of you think. He's going to put himself first before he puts you first. While he may love performing for you guys, and he does appreciate the support you guys give him, he knows that that support is probably not something that's going to last long, because you like people, you hate people, you turn people, you boo people, you do this, you do that, you say something that you don't want it, you want it, then you don't want it, this, that, all the other bullshit. You get it? You got it? Good. Now, did anybody see Extreme Rules this past Sunday? And why aren't you saying anything, Missy?
Because you're talking.
Because I'm talking. Why do I have to be the charismatic enigma of this show right now? Hmm?
Because it's your show.
Why don't you say something? Matter of fact, people, Rainey would like to say something right now. So you know what? I'm going to give her the floor right now. I'm going to be totally quiet, totally silent, while I sit here and watch Extreme Rules 2012 for a second. Your floor. Go.
Okay, so let's see. Extreme Rules. Let's see. It was, well, first of all, it was the pre-show, the, okay, it was Hornswoggle versus, what was that noise? Chris?
What noise?
I don't know, but help me out here. Okay, I don't know that little bull guy's name. I'm on the pre-show on Extreme Rules.
Torito?
Yes, him.
I think that was his name.
Well, anyways, I kind of watched it, and then I kind of didn't because I just, I don't know. I'm not too involved in, like, that match and or interested in that, you know, feud. So, you know, I didn't watch it really. But it was a good match. And then, you know, the show started. And it was Cesaro and RVD. And Jack Swagger, right?
Yes.
Okay. And because, you know, I slept since then, so. And Raw was the next night, so. But anyways, back on Extreme Rules.
Ah! Ah, it's Kane! Ah, get away from me! Ah! Ah!
Well, Raw was okay to me. It wasn't, you know, one of the best draws ever. But, you know, they can't really make the best draws ever, like, every single week. But
smart asses.
Because they did have good, you know, good things on that Raw, you know. But, I mean, Brie, like, screaming. That was, like, one of the horrible I'm sorry, but still.
Bree, sweetie, if you are listening to this, then when you are doing something like that, this is coming from somebody who has acting experience. You need to scream bloody murder. Please. You're trying to make us think that you're really getting attacked. Okay? And when you started screaming, it kind of just, I don't know, killed the whole thing. So, I mean, we were talking about it Monday after the show, on another show that I came on, and we said it sounded like you were faking an orgasm. I mean,
wow.
Jesus, Daniel Bryan that bad in bed? Sorry, Daniel.
You did not just go there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Daniel, for real. My bad. I love you. Love, I said it because I love. I don't want to know anything about your love life. But for real, bro, Cameron's twerking. Sorry.
What?
Like I was saying, if you're going to pull something like that, you need to scream bloody murder. You need to scream like somebody is raping you. raping you. Did you hear that?
I heard it.
Oh, you got engaged for the 56th straight fucking time.
Who?
Bitch on my fucking Facebook.
And then, you know,
one in dime a dozen.
Really, the kind of good thing about, you know, last draw, you know, was, well, of course, Adam Rose coming out. That was, like, so funny. And that was kind of, like, made my night. Well, instead of the and the Shield versus the Wyatt made my night, too.
Adam Rose is okay, but,
I mean, it's like, and then everyone, you know, everyone was so happy about, you know, him being on Raw, and then like 30 seconds later, oh, I hate him. I don't like him. Why does he have to be on Raw for? He's just going to be like Fandango. And
hey,
blah, 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 blah.
Hey, let me say this right quick, Granny. Hey, fans, are you listening? Are you listening? Shut the fuck up. Okay. Get to you.
And, I mean, Speaking
of Extreme Rules, I'm going to go ahead and get right to the results. And they're going to be really quick in a way that the IWCE can understand them. Just let me find them. Because I posted it here not long ago.
Cesaro won.
Don't go through it. If anybody's going to go through it, I'm going to go through it because I'm the host.
Then go through it then. Hurry up.
Well, not the host. I'm the front man. So you shut your mouths and you all listen to me, all right? Except for you because you can react.
For it.
Shut up. Come on.
You can't even find
it. Come on. No, I got it. I'm just trying to get it to pull up.
Wow.
Finally, listen to this. And I quote something that I posted this past Monday or Sunday after the pay-per-view. Cena loses and Bray Wyatt wins. Cesaro wins. Wade Barrett wins the IC title. The Shield wins. Paige retains. Rusev wins. Daniel Bryan retains. And Flaming Tables are involved also. So what is there to complain about?
Nothing. But they did complain. What else?
I'll tell you what it is. Now Cena's got to lose a certain way. Because he lost. He didn't lose cleanly. Is that anything new? No top face in the history of professional wrestling has ever lost clean. What part? I'm trying to understand it. Listen to me. Listen to my words. No. Don't sit there and say, oh, this guy's full of crap. Shut the fuck up and listen. No big star babyface in the history of this business has ever lost clean. That's how it is. That's how it's always been. Cena is not the first, and he's not going to be the last. No. Don't say I'm full of crap because I'm telling the truth. If anybody's full of crap, it's you. Now shut up. Yeah, I'm talking to you, dickhead. The fat virgin sitting behind a computer with lotion in his hand, whacking out some incest porn while you hear me talk, you gross motherfucker. I'm sorry. Why is my phone beeping? Is somebody trying to get my attention? It was beeping earlier.
Yeah, I heard something go beep.
How do you know what my phone sounds like? How do you know what my phone sounds like?
Did you say sound or smell?
I said beep. How do you know what my phone sounds like?
Well, because I heard a beep earlier, and I thought it was your phone.
The only smell my phone has is a smell of steel and metal welded together.
I don't even want to smell your phone.
Can I smell your dick?
No.
So you admitted that you have a dick?
No!
Hey, everybody, Rainey's a trainee.
No, I'm not.
Of course she
I
is.
I just hate that song.
Can I smell your dick?
Stop.
Don't play me like a fool, cause that ain't cool. See, what you need to do is let me smell your dick.
Okay, you want to, let's see. Do you think that they're going to make a match between Paul Heyman and Zeb Coulter in the future?
Oh, please, dear God.
Because I've been hearing, like, you know, people's like, oh, let's make that for WrestleMania 31, or let's make that for SummerSlam, or let's make that for, you know, something else. I'm like,
who the hell's saying let's make that? Who the hell's saying let's make that like they're the ones that booked the show?
Oh, let's see. 250 people were saying that the other day.
Shut the fuck up.
So it's probably up
more. Shut the fuck up, because until you actually get behind the scenes and book a match, then shut the fuck up.
But
anyway.
What did you watch? About Adam Rose and Zeb Coulter. That was like the funniest thing ever. Well, not the funniest thing ever, but it was funny. And with the little bunny thing. I don't like those kind of bunnies, but yeah, whatever.
Hmm.
What are you drinking tonight?
Not a damn thing.
Boo, neither am I.
Anyway, that match will be the Walrus versus Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing is, he was like, when is JBL going to get back in the ring? Well, I don't know.
Never. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. He'll get back in the ring when he wants to. He might never get back in the ring. He's probably retired.
Probably
if you want to see JBL get back in the ring and where the WWE Network and go watch some past reviews, there you go. Problem solved.
Because you know what? Whenever they said that, whenever JBL got in the Royal Rumble, you know, match, people was like, well, why did he get in there for? And they turned back around and was like, I wish he would get back in the ring sooner or later. I'm like, people, you just said. Not going there again. That's crazy.
Let me tell you something. You want something, then you don't want it. You don't want it, then you want it. Make up your minds. You know what? Scratch that. I don't give a fuck because you guys will never make up your minds anyway, so shut the fuck up and get the shit what you have to think. Go suck a cock. I'd rather go listen to fucking the selfie song than listen to you guys complain on the internet.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, you're pregnant. I don't give a fuck.
That's cute.
No, it's not cute. I'm not a cute person. I'm not a cute,
I'm not
awesome,
talking.
Or cool person. Shut up. I don't give a fuck. I'm talking to you.
Okay, did you watch Adam Rose whenever he was Leo?
Did I watch Adam Rose when he was Leo? No, I did not. If you ask me, he reminds me of Russell Brand.
That's what a lot of people are saying. But whenever he was like,
hey,
Leo.
Hey, Katy Perry. Your ex-husband is a professional wrestler now.
What?
I said, hey, Katy Perry, your ex-husband is a professional wrestler now.
Oh. Where is he from?
Crap. What was that?
Where is Adam Rose
from? Where is Adam Rose from? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes. Didn't you hear me the first time?
No, I didn't. Shut the fuck up.
What? I'm not going to say that because it would come off from something else, and I don't want to do that. So.
Okay, let's see where Adam Rose is from. And don't take, take Wikipedia's word for it, because most of the shit that they have, they try to go off facts and what is true.
What are you looking on, Wikipedia?
Yes. It's the only place I can go. Ray Leppin is a South African professional wrestler. He is signed to WWE, where he performs as Adam Rose. Leppin is a former two-time SCW Florida heavyweight champion under the name of Leo Kruger.
Yep. Hmm. Alrighty then.
And in this picture, he looks pretty ripped.
Hmm.
Why would they give him that character? Why didn't they just let him?
I don't know. You should watch him whenever he's Leo, because he's like so creepy-ish on that Leo
Maybe
character.
Later. Maybe later.
Oh.
All I know is that everybody says that Santino Marella is a joke. Santino Marella is being paid a ton of money and having the time of his life being a complete goofball. And matter of fact, let me remind you, he's pretty damn good at it. That's why he still has a job.
Listen, Monday night, whenever he eliminated Dolph Ziggler, you know what everyone was saying?
What?
Santino buried Dolph Ziggler.
Santino can bury people?
Yeah, because he eliminated Dolph Ziggler. So he's burying people.
Let me tell you something, wrestling fans. As long as you guys are around me, if you ever see me or talk to me at a show or any kind of show, you will not, and I repeat, not use the term buried in my presence. You know why? Because I got friends that are professional wrestlers. I get involved. I'm trying to get involved with the business now. I'm trying to get more and more involved with the business every day. And the more I get involved with it, the more passionate I become. And the more passionate I become, the more you guys piss me the fuck off. So, with that being said, until you actually know and understand what the term buried means or is, do not use it. Now, back to Santino Marella. For all those who complain about Santino Marella or have complained about him before, Santino Marella is having the time of his life being a complete goofball. It is for comic relief purposes only. There's nothing wrong with comic relief. Not every wrestler needs to be some badass, serious, babyface, scratch that heel monster, okay? And that goes out to you too, Miss I Love Heels, whoever the fuck you are, if you're listening. Yeah, I just gave you a shout-out, and I probably gave you some publicity, but I don't give a fuck.
This
is a little thing called logic, fact and logic, which a lot of you fans or maybe internet fans don't know exists. Don't ever try to argue with me about, you know, or John Cena's character if you cannot back your shit up with fact, logic, or anything that happens to make sense. Because most of the shit you guys say, you talk out of your assholes and you're thinking like dumbass fans. All right? Now, Demi Lovato's on. Look up at this. Here's some music for y'all.
You'll be coming home with me tonight, and we'll be burning up like neon lights.
Now, I really do not feel like going over tonight, so we only have 6 more seconds left on the air. With that being said, Ray, do you have anything to add?
Not really.
Can I have some of your dick? Can I smell your dick?
Play whistle.
Can I smell your dick? 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 With that being said, I would like to thank her for being on the show and thank myself for being on the show because I am awesome. Until next time, I am the Smart Soul Host, Chris Fleming. Do not piss me off.
Bye.
You big, fat, motherfucking morons, once again, do not piss me off. This is Rainy and Chris saying we are out.